This is word of mouth.
Your questions answered, your state explored.
We started today's show in Pittsfield, where Globe Manufacturing and the Fries family sold the fourth generation business to MSA, a company 10 times the size of Globe. What this means for the future of the plant and its workers, only time will tell. But this story has played out before. Jamie Sion wrote about the closure of Grovetin's paper mill and the effects it had on workers and the community. His book, You Had a Job for Life, Story of a Company Town, was published last year.
So, Jamie, can you just start off by telling us about your project?
About 8 or 10 years ago, I was taking an ethnography course at Plymouth State University, and the assignment for the term was develop an oral history project. And I think we were expected to interview two or three people, transcribe the interviews, and then write a report and make a presentation in class. Well, for reasons I can't recall, the idea of doing the Grovetin Mill immediately popped into my head. The mill had closed a couple of years earlier, and I was pretty certain that no one had ever really taken it on in those terms. And within about the first, second, or third interview, by then I knew that I had a real gold mine, and I was just really getting to the beginning of it, and that this was going to be a major project, and the idea of a book was in my head really from the very beginning, or almost the very beginning.
Mm. And what should we know about the people who we're about to hear from in Jimmy's piece?
They all worked at the mill for quite a while, they really epitomized to me the kind of the American dream of honest labor is. And that is, they're hardworking, they're smart, they're dedicated, you can rely on them, and in a crisis, you could count on them doing what needed to be done. And so then I look around and see how society has treated this, I think, noble and admirable behavior on their part. And I feel really bad for them. And I feel bad for our country that this is how we treat good, decent people.
Well, I'm Joe Burby.
I'm Sandy.
My name is David Atkinson. I worked at the Grovetin, New Hampshire facility for just under 20 years.
Oh, I graduated high school on a Friday, and I went to work there on a Monday.
And I worked there altogether 14 years.
I worked there a total of 44 years.
The kind of work done at the Grovetin plant was?
I worked in the laboratory as a paper tester most of the time. When they started having a lot of layoffs, I ended up out on the paper machine, not for choice, but necessity.
The last 25 years that I was there, I worked as a machine tender. That job is considered to be the master paper maker.
Very intense, and you were responsible for how those paper machines actually ran. If you made a mistake, you could mess up everything. I did it once. That's how I know.
Basically, the manufacture of specialty colored papers that was converted actually to reams.
The culture at the mill was kind of like?
Culture at the Grovetin facility was really, in my experience, the best that I had have ever, you know, ever experienced.
It was all women in the testing lab for the most part, but on the paper machines, yes. We did have a couple girls that worked out there. One, Sandy Mason, she was as good as one of the guys. But she was an old-fashioned farm gal, and she was a hard worker to begin with.
Probably 25% of Grovetin worked there at the time, out of a town of 2,500 people.
Most of the guys, I have found out that if you held your own, you did your job without complaining, you got along fine with them.
We had French, we had English, we had Russians, we had Polish. I mean, it was like a melting pot, really.
I don't care where you work. There's always some that will bitch and complain, no matter what you do or say.
And tempers get fumed up there at times over certain cultures.
But to me, I have worked in an awful lot of mills and factories, waitressing, everything, and that job paid good money. And every Thursday, you know you were going to get a paycheck and it was going to be enough to take care of your family.
Many generations of families working at the plant.
My dad, who had worked there 31 years, I think.
In fact, my father and grandfather both worked at the facility as well, even in management. It wasn't just the hourly workers.
His father had worked 43 years in the Berlin paper mill at Brown Company, and my dad worked here 31 years, and I worked 44 years for a total of 117 years over three generations in the paper business.
The mill succeeded in Groveston because?
It's the people. You know, the dedication of the people.
It succeeded in Groveston and lasted much longer than other paper mills because of the work ethic and craftsmanship, you know, of the worker in the mill.
You know, it's just like an army. You know, it's always the soldiers that do it. It's not always the generals.
I think small towns are kind of like that anyway. Even if you don't really know or close to everybody, when the chips are down, everybody sort of sticks together.
He come up to me, this one mill superintendent, and his name was John Wolfe Griffith, J.W. Griffith. He was a heck of a nice guy. He says, you know, he says, I cannot believe this. He says, the total combined seniority of the 300 or so employees we had at the time was 5,000 years. He says, I have never seen or even heard of a place with that kind of dedication anywhere else.
I would have worked there until, you know, I would have worked there 30 or 35 years and retired from there, but I was probably the last generation to kind of have that connection and commitment to whoever my employer was. I think the employer doesn't have that commitment anymore, nor does the employee.
Why did the mill close?
A couple of reasons.
Well, I'll tell you why it closed.
One is the continued downfall of the use of paper.
Everybody stores stuff electronically now, and you know that as well as I do.
That's probably the major contributor.
I think times. I think these other mills, when they start buying out these little ones, I think it's a goodbye game right there. I think most any business, the big guys eat the little ones, and that's the way it is, and there's nothing anybody can really ever do about it.
The second major is foreign competition.
All of a sudden, they start taking these places, and they start piecemealing them. They send this part to one place, this part to another, and as soon as that starts, it's all over.
And the ability for paper products to be made basically in other countries where environmental laws, labor laws, wage rates, etc.
Am I wrong, do you think?
One of the big mistakes that Warsaw made when they took over the mill in 1993, they got rid of the tissue machine. And that's the hottest selling paper product you get right now is tissue. It isn't everybody that has to write a letter, but everybody has to wipe their butt, if you know what I mean. What was the impact on Groveston when the mill closed?
I think the biggest impact certainly was initially to the tax base.
It was an economic disaster. I mean, everybody depended on that mill for everything.
Of course, the drug problem these days is one of the worst. But even before that, I think, it's just a hopeless feeling.
Not long after they shut the plant down in 2007, they were taking a truckload of repossessed cars out of here about once every month.
You know, the wages aren't as high. There are no white-collar jobs. There are very few blue-collar jobs.
I live right across the tracks from the mill. 5 minutes flat, I could be punched in to work. Summer and winter. And I look over there now, and before, everybody said, how can you stand to look at that mill going across right in your yard? I said, why not? Especially every Thursday. And then I look at it now, and there's nothing but a sad feeling. It's because everything is gone.
There was a lot of foreclosures on people's houses. Well, and a lot of people ended up having to move out of the area because, you know, especially the younger ones, you know, to find new employment elsewhere.
Because I'm an old lady. I'm 80 years old. I don't have to worry about this. But the kids growing up here, you know, a lot of them would love to stay here if there was anything to stay for. And they don't have that opportunity. I think that's one of the saddest things.
That was Cassandra, Sandy White, Joe Burby, and Dave Atkinson. So, Jamie, from your perspective, and you heard those three kind of like get into it, but what were the forces that you see that brought the mill down?
So in the 1890s and early part of the 20th century, northern New England was in the vanguard of the paper industry in the U.S. But to be the first also means to be the first to become old and uncompetitive when new modern mills get built in other areas of the country. It just became more and more difficult for these mills to remain viable. Now, there were other factors that kind of specifically determined the fate of a mill like Groveton in the early 2000s. Erratic and skyrocketing energy prices. Another thing was that commodity prices are not set by the local mills, they're set by the global market, and they are low. And you are competing with paper made in China, where the wages are maybe 1/10 or 1/20 of what they're paid to the unionized mill workers in New England. Another thing specifically for Groveton was that the ownership did not have a strong connection to the community.
Did you take any particular lessons away from the former workers you spoke with?
One of the great flaws of the economy of the Groveton area was its over-reliance on one big mill. And when that mill went down, there wasn't much of an economy left, and we're still suffering 10 years later. So if we had had greater economic diversity and the mill went down, it would have been bad, but there would have been some cushioning of that. So let's focus on a lot of small and mid-sized things instead of looking for one big giant thing. And that way, when something goes down, we still have several other entities to keep the community afloat until we can kind of, you know, recover from that loss.
That was writer, historian, and activist Jamie Sion. You can read more about Groveton's history, the mill's workers, and the town in his book, You Had a Job for Life, Story of a Company Town.